expect.
Yeah.
No marks of anyone jumping down the other side. Fancy we shall get no help here. Shall we return to the house?
Yes, of course. Yes, take my arm, Percy. Oh, thank you.
I shall go on ahead. I need to agree some things with Dr. Watson.
So you see, the wedding was planned for the late autumn. But now...
Oh, don't worry, Miss Harrison. Holmes won't let you down. I don't know another man I would trust more if my head were on the block.
Oh, well, I hope you don't think marriage is like putting your head in a block.
No. That's not what I mean.
Miss Harrison, you must remain here where you are for the rest of the day. Let nothing prevent you. Do not leave this place. It's of utmost importance. Will you do as I ask?
Well, certainly, if you're so
rich. Yes, stay until bedtime, and when you retire, lock the door of this room on the outside and keep the key by you at all times. Promise to do this and to tell no one.
But Percy...
You will come to London with us.
Oh, all right. I promise.
Good.
Here we are. Well, Annie, I've decided to stop playing the great detective and leave it to the man who knows.
Mr. Holmes... What do you propose?
What Holmes proposed was that Phelps accompany us back to London in order to help us with the main line of our inquiries. And so, in the early evening, the three of us prepared to set off back to town. What was the object of my friend's manoeuvres? Was it to keep the lady away from Phelps, or him away from her? The train arrived on time, but as Holmes put Phelps and I into our carriage... He had one more surprise to play.
Well, goodbye, Watson. See you in the morning.
What?
One or two small points to clear up here, so I intend to stay behind.
But, where do I take Phelps?
Baker Street, your old room. I shall join you at breakfast time.
What about our inquiries in London?
Tomorrow.
But in that case, you might tell them at Briar Bray I shall not return until tomorrow evening.
Oh, I don't expect to be in communication with Briar Bray for some time. Safe journey, Watson. I hope supper's up to your usual standards. Goodbye, Holmes.
Well, Tadpole, that's a turn up for the book.
I beg your pardon. I wondered if you desired a cup of cocoa before retiring.
No, I shall go straight to bed. Good night.
Good night, Miss Harrison.
To bed, Sir Sleepyhead. Tarry a while, Sir Slow.
You ought to try to rest, my dear fellow.
Oh, I cannot. I cannot, Watson. My head's spinning. Do you think Holmes can rescue me?
Oh, I've seen him do some remarkable things.
Has he ever brought to light anything quite so dark as this?
Oh, yes.
The darkness. I can feel it waiting. It's waiting on the edge of my thoughts.
Well, I'll keep it out there where it belongs.
Yes. Yes, of course. You're right.
There's some newfangled theories about the mind of man. Some people think it's like the ocean. Calm enough on the surface, but underneath, here be dragons, black, ugly monsters lurking in the depths.
Really?
Yes. So you make sure that you sail your boat on the top of the waves.
I shall. You're a good man, Watson.
Yes, that's what Holmes always says. I'd rather think he means reliable. Like a watch.
Where is he, I wonder, Holmes?
Oh, he'll be out there somewhere. He's not afraid of the dark or monsters. He's walked through the valley and come out the other side.
Good evening. It's been wearisome here in the dark. But all's well that ends well. Don't you think?
I slept fitfully that night and arose at 7 to find Phelps already up, haggard and spent after a sleepless time of it. At 8 o'clock, we saw a handsome